It's Theo
and Vanessa, and here's what you need to know this week. Wink.
Do I have to say with a Y? Because always with a Y.
With Come a
on.
Y.
It's with a Y. Oh, Van.
Hi.
Well, go on.
Madea.
You good?
God is good.
All the time?
All the time.
God is good. Absolutely. So tell me what's happening in Jamaica.
Well, if you must know, the Education Ministry has equipped all of the nation's high schools with metal detectors, and those who don't get it, you know, them kind of get. So everybody in the process of getting.
Oh, I honestly was not expecting to hear that. That kind of came out of left field, but that's good news. That's good news.
Well, the ministry says it's part of steps to keep our children and teachers safe while at school.
Absolutely.
And the administrative people, them too.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. It does sound a little bit off-putting, like, oh my God, what is happening? But, hey.
Yes, but I'm sure children bringing weapons to school, for whatever reason, is also off-putting. Worse if somebody should get hurt. I mean, it's a preventative measure. Not that, you know, we've come to that stage, but it's preventative. You know?
Look at you arguing my point. And as we have all learned from some elderly relative or what, even the young ones. I mean, I have very wise young relatives. No?
Moving on.
Yeah, all right, fine. Prevention better than cure, so why not?
That's what my granny would say.
Exactly. So, speaking of prevention, young lady.
Yes.
Do you know how every week since June 1, we remind people that it's hurricane season, they should start stocking up, buy a can, go buy a battery,
yes,
buy 10 pounds of corned beef.
You know, we're going to actually start making corned beef now in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. So
stay
that's
tuned
some
to this
good
space.
News.
Yep. To yep. hear more.
But well, you know what we've been telling people about it, right?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. And there's something else we should be doing as well, and that is looking for and destroying the mosquito breeding sites.
Right, so the old tires, the pet bowls, the empty flower pots, turn them down.
The old water boot them were there in the yard for the last
and
5 years of grass that grow over.
Right, so we're going to be moving on, and we're talking to the children. So children, nighttime when your mother and father and uncle and auntie and everybody send you for go lock the window them, make sure you're here. Because if the wrong mosquito come in and bite you, you get knocked.
And since we're pulling out all these elderly wisdom, there's another proverb that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hardy is pickney.
Nyam rock stored.
I mean, come on. What is up with today's episode?
Nyam rock stored. That's true.
Yeah, well.
This should be an episode of Proverbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you think of another one?
Like weird and semi-harmful proverbs.
Okay, for real. I don't want nyam a rock stone.
Yeah, nyam not indicates you take one little taste
no,
of
yeah,
like
nyam rock stone. That
it.
Is how hard is pitney go end
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
Right.
All right. Since we're on this roll, we're bouncing through a couple of topics well in this program. Did you know, Van, and listeners out there, that the Barbican Improvement Project is practically finished?
Mm-hmm. Talking about bouncing around, you don't have to bounce around no longer because the road them nice and pretty and smooth and clean. The markings have been brightened, which means so you can see where you're going, especially at night, and you get through the area much faster. So big up to the government, big up to CHECK, that's the China Harbour Engineering Company, and of course, our very own National Works Agency.
Much faster while keeping the speed limit, by the way. Come on.
Yeah, don't do it.
We're not advocate speeding. And indeed, to wrap up, we are actually in CPR Awareness Week. So CPR Awareness Week is from June 17 to 23. And there is an activity coming up on Saturday. Tell about it, Navanban.
The Heart Foundation of Jamaica will be having its family and friends CPR Day training from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. So yeah, that's a great thing that's coming up from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. as she said, and the price has been discounted. It's now $1,500 per person, and you can pay on the day. So bring your family and friends down to 28 Beechwood Avenue on June 23 to learn CPR. I don't know Jamaica.
Do you know CPR?
So forward. Yeah.
Can you do CPR?
I can.
People, it's serious though. Every second counts when a person experiences cardiac arrest, and CPR can actually improve their chances of survival.
But why say actually though?
Because people think it's a joke. Like you just go and you just breathe into somebody's mouth. It actually helps. Yep. That's all the time we have on Wink today. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News.
Instagram remains @JIS Voice. And interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she remains Vanessa.
And
not in need of CPR.
Bless the Lord. And he's Theo. And remember, knowledge is power, so stay in the know.
Puff, puff, press.
Really?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.